don't need to lie down this time.
Great. You're not even sat upright though. You're just kind of slouched.
Slumping. It's lovely to be back. Thank you for having me. Are we recording? So lovely to be back here. Why have you got a face like that?
I'm just listening.
I'm just saying thank you for making my tea.
You don't seem sincere.
I was, well,
you're
I was
saying it like, who are you talking to?
I didn't even look at you.
Yeah, you're just saying
it's
things.
Great to be back here. having a great time. Yeah. You happy that we're back on the podcast train?
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
We're just doing the podcast like we do every other week.
All right, good to be back. do you want to introduce it or shall I? Welcome to Why Is Harriet Crying with Sunil Patel.
And
Harriet Kemsley and Elliot J. Fallows.
Okay, thank you.
Why are you in a bad mood?
I don't know. I just feel on edge with you.
Why?
I just feel like you're being annoying.
Everyone last week said that they all had like headaches, migraines, they were feeling really down because of the change in weather. I've literally never felt better. I genuinely think that as people around me get weaker, I get stronger.
Yeah, you're a vulture. You suck up other people's blood to make yourself stronger.
Yeah.
You do. You seem extra smug today.
Someone's got to suck up the blood. Haven't they? Because otherwise there'll be blood everywhere.
I missed it. I didn't have any of the nice weather.
No, it was terrible weather. It was raining and windy.
No, it was sunny. I know. I watched it from afar.
It was horrible weather last week.
It was really hot and sunny.
Are you...
Oh, wrong week. Before that.
Thank you
Sorry.
Very much. Yeah. It's been a long time since I was here.
2 weeks.
Yeah, it feels like ages.
I know it does.
I think it's because I haven't actually spoken to you properly for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I think it's been good.
Yeah, it's been nice. We've got a dog in the house today.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind of dog?
Dotty the Maltipoo.
Oh, I've met Dotty. Very cute dog.
Yeah, shout out to Dotty and Lulu, her owner. Mother? Mother or owner?
Oh, definitely a mother. mother, definitely, yeah.
Yeah. What it did a lot of farts last night.
Did it?
Like, I got home quite late and it was just farting in the living room. Maybe out of nerves.
What, from being around you?
Well, yeah,
you
because...
You put it on edge.
Well, because everyone was really nice to it and I wasn't not nice to it, but I just, you know, took my space and, you know, didn't pander to it.
Do dogs respect you, would you say?
Not all of them.
Which ones
don't? I mean, what is dog respect? Well, is it like, staying away from you or treating, not biting you?
I guess just not biting your face.
Well, that's most dogs then, I guess. I've never been in the
face. They respect you, yeah.
Do you not think dogs respect you?
No, they don't.
Really?
I get like followed.
I
get followed by them, like chase me. Like when I had a dog.
You don't have to run when they run after you. They think it's a game then, don't they? You're just playing.
If something chases you, you automatically run.
How do you know it's chasing you?
Because it's running towards you and then you run away and then it.
Yeah, but when people are happy to see you, they run towards you. You don't run away.
And then I run away. Absolutely. Run away. Someone runs, I run.
Really?
Faster.
Oh.
Yeah. Run at me, I'll run quicker.
Don't know if I've ever seen you run.
I went for a run this morning.
Yeah, I can't imagine it. I don't think we can imagine either of us. We can't imagine each other running.
Well, I don't think you ever have.
I have run. Actually, I played quite high-level sports.
No.
I have high-level sporting achievements.
Balls.
Balls. What is balls?
Balls. Is it balls?
Bull? Are you talking about bull or ball? Lawn bowls.
Earlier, I said to Bobby, we were saying something, and I was like, yeah, I think the problem is they've really took their foot off the ball.
Wrong.
That's not a
Absolutely
phrase, is
wrong.
It? Yeah,
no.
I've mixed up two phrases there.
Who are you talking about? Chelsea?
Yeah, I was talking about Chelsea. Yeah, I was like, they've really have they not doing well? My brother's a big fan.
I don't know, actually. I'm not paying attention.
Anyway, yeah, what were we talking about? Running.
Well, the dog running. You
oh,
run
yeah,
away from dogs.
I'm quite uncoordinated, but I just keep going.
Absolutely astonishing to see a video of you snowboarding. It just
Thank
didn't
you.
Make sense. Elliot
Thank
said
you.
That as well.
Thank you for being astonished. Thank you.
I was astonished by the quality of the snowboarding.
That's rude. Thank you.
Didn't like, it was good.
Why can't you be like that in other stuff?
Because
just smooth,
there's only
calm.
One thing to worry about.
What?
On a snowboard, it's one thing. Walking, there's four things to think about.
No, snowboarding, I think there's other things. It's not just like keeping your balance, is it? There's lots going on that you don't realise that you're doing.
No, you're just one thing. You are one thing.
Oh, what do you mean? Oh, I see, right.
You move like as one thing. Walking, there's four things.
What are the other two things?
She's talking about the arms, I think.
Arms and head.
You can't worry about the head, of course, which you don't when you're snowboarding. Don't worry about the head at all. because you're wrapped up.
You get to wear a helmet.
You get to wear a helmet.
People frown on that if you wear that in real life.
You never had any injuries snowboarding?
Well, I started snowboarding because I skied into a mountain when I was 11.
Into a mountain. Yeah.
And yeah, I was on crutches for a month.
Really?
Yeah. And Careful. Then I went off skiing and started snowboarding. I love it.
But the thing is, when you start skiing or snowboarding early, and imagine, when did you start skiing? How old are you?
3.
Yeah, you'd be amazing at it because you get to grow into
Thank
that.
Thank you. Yeah.
Because you started early, not because of any inherent...
Because I... Wait.
What?
Are you saying I'm amazing?
As a 3-year-old. As I'm saying...
I'm an amazing 3-year-old.
I'm saying you are better at skiing because you started
than
so
early.
Than
a 3-year-old.
Early. No, well, obviously better than a 3-year-old now.
Thank you.
Actually, no, 3-year-old.
Some of them
fall
are very
over.
Good. They're very fast.
When they fall over, it hurts less because it's, you know, bigger. It's not, you know, the old bigger they come, harder they fall sort of principle.
Is that true?
Well, yeah, they have a really low center of gravity, and when they fall over, it's just a little tumble. It's fine.
That got disproved recently.
What?
That if you throw a coin out of a window on a skyscraper.
That got disproved recently.
Yeah, that if it can't behead you. Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the old story of the coin
you
falling
throw
from
throw a coin
State
and then
building.
You think it can kill you.
Yeah.
Actually doesn't gain up speed and something to do with velocity.
Velocity.
Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean?
Velocity.
They thought that if you drop something,
yes,
it'll
yeah,
crush
get faster
you.
And faster and
yeah,
faster. And
but actually it doesn't because it doesn't weigh very much, just a coin.
Oh.
Did I just teach you something?
Well, yeah, it's interesting that. Yeah. I
taught you something.
Yeah. You could teach me other things, but you never have, but... Thank you.
Well, I wanted to teach Elliot to ride a bike today.
Oh, right.
Yeah, we can.
It takes longer than a day, though.
Oh, does it?
Well, you got to get confident on it, don't you? That's what it is.
Oh, be a few years then, if it's there.
No, it's for 3 weekends I'll do it.
What, like 3 full
three
weekends?
Solid
or like 10 to 5 every day?
Like 3 spaced out events where we're putting on a bike. You could do it easy.
Let's do it over the summer.
We could take you up to the park after this. What just happened?
My watch just went off. I'm sorry.
You're not in control of that watch. That watch is controlling you.
What did it even just say?
Here's your event for tomorrow.
What is the event?
It just said event 3 p.m.
But it didn't say what it is.
I think it just added an event by accident.
Oh, the cycling.
Yeah, yeah. It's always listening.
Oh, and it said like 3 weekends in a row. And it's like, okay then.
No.
3 p.m. tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, might have
yeah.
just heard that.
It's fucking idiot.
Yeah.
It's not.
It's fucking idiot, isn't it? It is fucking idiot.
Yeah, so I got so many messages from people saying,
wow.
Saw you snowboarding.
Yeah.
Very surprised. was quite shocked to see you snowboarding.
Yeah.
Elliot said it could not have been me snowboarding because I was wearing a helmet and goggles, so it could have been someone else.
Yeah, it was strange. It was hard to... Yeah.
I haven't ruled that out.
Nah, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Saw you in your Disco Paris top. Dancing to disco music
yeah.
in an après ski party.
Yeah,
which
it's
is
big
very
party.
Much what I thought you'd be doing.
Big party up the mountains.
Yeah,
it was my sister's birthday.
Oh right.
So I went and bought a bottle of rosé for everyone. Keep the party going. 60 quid. 60 quid. I was trying to act really cool as well, so I bought it and I didn't yeah. even look. And then I looked afterwards and I was like, because I thought my limit was 30 on my phone.
Oh right.
No.
Is it 60?
I don't know what the limit is, but it's not 30.
Wow.
60 quid. That's why I'm clutching that bottle of wine. Can you see in the video? That's why I'm holding,
you're holding it,
so
it for yourself.
Tightly, and I don't no one damage this.
That's very generous of you. Did you get her anything else?
Well, I mean, she doesn't even drink rosé. So,
as you, was it?
It was
60 quid worth of rosé then, you know?
I was trying to keep the party going and like get some with my mum, and then yeah, yeah. I was like, my sister can have some. I thought it was a good idea. Absolutely terrible idea.
Was the party fizzling out?
No, but you know, like you want to get everyone in there because everyone was going, oh no, I'm fine. And then I was like, oh, I'll just get a bottle of wine. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice one.
Yeah. Also, my sister was cross about what I said about the family WhatsApp group and
oh, you
want to
clarify that?
Spending time without me. She said she did not stay with him the first time with my brother.
Right.
And the second time she did. And that was because he lived near her friend. So... that was my fault, and sorry.
Are you, oh, is this people. A public apology to your family?
Well, I feel it should be, yeah.
So you don't feel like they're excluding you anymore?
Well, I've been told to say that they're not excluding me.
So
no, they haven't told me to say
truth.
It.
Yeah.
No, they haven't told me to say it, but then she was like, she called me a donut and said...
What about the family WhatsApp group without you?
I think that doesn't exist anymore.
Because you don't know. You'll never know, though.
There's no way to know.
Yeah.
There was one. It did exist. Either I've been invited into it, or they've created a new one.
Or they're gaslighting you.
oh my God. But I'm in a group. I'm in a group and they're all in it.
Yeah, okay.
So are you going to be invited to things from now on?
I don't know. I think complaining about it was not the first step to getting invited to things.
Yeah, not talking to them about it.
Oh, you're a bit of a...
But I feel like that is gaslighting, because then it's like, apologise to us.
Yeah.
And then they won't actually make a change to invite you.
So wait, I'm gaslighting them?
No, I think they are gaslighting
you.
I think everyone's gaslighting each other.
Now I'm going to have to apologise for saying they gaslit me.
Yeah. Well, you didn't. I was suggesting it. I was asking, have they?
Yeah, no, I don't really know what that means completely, but...
I don't think I do either.
Or gaslighting.
Yeah. We're looking to Elliot.
It's, as far as I can tell, from my research of being against it, it's when you make... It's like beating someone down so much you make them think that everything's like their fault, so then they have to be with you because they think...
Oh, they make you think you're crazy.
Oh my God, you're a gaslighter, Sunil.
Why?
That's exactly what you do to me.
What do I do?
Every day you gaslight me, every day.
What do I do to
you? You make me think that I'm crazy. By telling me I'm crazy.
I don't tell you you're crazy.
You do. You tell me I'm wrong and crazy.
No.
Oh, maybe actually. Yeah.
What if you are wrong?
Elliot, then? Look, Elliot's scratching his chin. He thinks
when
you're a gaslighter too.
When have I ever told her she's wrong when she's right?
No, I'm wrong, but you're telling me that I'm wrong.
Oh, so telling someone that they're wrong when they are wrong is gaslighting.
I mean, I am wrong, but you're still telling me that I'm wrong, so you're gaslighting me.
I'll never tell you you're wrong again.
Yeah, because you're gaining power by knocking Harriet down, so that's it, right?
Yeah.
Am I knocking her down by saying she's wrong?
Yeah.
But what about when she tells me I'm wrong?
That's fine.
Right.
I mean, no one ever thinks I have the power, so there's no risk.
Except for when you're snowboarding.
Except for when I'm snowboarding.
Are you going to be driving us to Manchester next week?
Yeah, well, okay, so I agreed to do this gig, and I was a bit worried because then I was like, it's after the train stop, and I'm not very good driving long distances. And so then they were like, I was like, can I leave by 10? And they were like, yes. And they were like, we'll get someone that you don't hate to be on the gig with you.
Right.
Who did they ask? Hello.
Hello. It was me.
It was you. Yeah. And then you were really happy that I was driving because now I have to drive.
Yeah.
But I'm going to drive really badly, so deal with it.
Well, I mean, I never told you off for your bad driving.
Great.
Except that one time when you drove... That one time when you drove randomly into some housing estate with your headlights at full beam and you just stopped and in front of us was a poor old lady sitting on her porch trying to eat a papaya and you just shone them full beam in her face.
We couldn't predict that was going to happen though.
Couldn't have predicted she was suddenly going to appear in this quiet housing estate just sitting there and your full beam lights in her face. I think it was a papaya.
Like the papaya police.
Yeah.
She's like, that's someone else's papaya. Just come outside to eat it.
Just screaming with laughter and trying to get out of that situation. You couldn't get into reverse briefly.
Reverse!
Go!
No, you're driving towards her.
She didn't bat an eyelid, though. She just kept eating a papaya and staring at you doing some bad driving. But yeah, that was great. So looking forward to being picked up and dropped off.
I know. That's what's annoying.
What?
Well, that I'm just annoyed that I have to drive because I agreed to it first. Whereas I could have maneuvered it so that you had to drive.
Yeah.
And now you're really smug and happy that I have to drive.
I'm not smug about it.
I'm going to arrange the pickup to be the M25.
All right, I'll drive there and be picked up at the M25.
Great.
Fine, don't have to drive all the way.
Great.
So perfect.
I'm just going to say vaguely the M25 though. So you've got to work out where.
Well, then I might not make it in time and then it'll be your fault.
No, it won't. It's not my responsibility if you're not there.
Where?
I said I'd meet him at the M25.
Yeah, but I think they'd know that's there. I think they'll hear this. This is evidence.
They're not listening.
Why are you so upset that you have to drive and I don't?
Because it's a long way to drive, and I just think you could drive.
But you were going
to
drive anyway,
and that would be. I know, but then now I know that you're there, just sat there having a nice time.
Don't want other people to have a nice time. That's classic you.
This is what happens with Bobby. I can drive anywhere on my own quite happily, and then the moment Bobby's there, I'm so annoyed that I have to drive, and he's just sat there having a nice time.
Yeah, it is. I know what you mean, though. It is annoying sometimes when you've got people in the car. I don't appreciate how hard driving is.
Yeah, I want you to really appreciate it.
Well, I know because I am a driver.
Yeah.
I drove you to Sheffield that one time, didn't I?
I know, and you're driving to that...
And I drove you to Barnstaple.
Yeah, I know.
And you've never done a long drive for me.
Yes, I have.
Where? Exactly.
Wales.
What?
I don't know. You didn't drive me to Wales.
You drove Sean McLaughlin and Johnny Pelham. An absolute nightmare of a pair. Chaos.
And then I drove Evelyn there as well.
Made you stop for a Sunday roast. Yeah.
I know, but I drove Evelyn there as well, and it turned out we're driving the opposite direction. We're driving back to London for
a while. But that makes sense. You are both not really paying attention.
Yeah. Anyway, so I'm not happy about it, but I will drive you. But it's going to be on my terms.
I don't understand what that means.
Well.
How could it be on my terms? I'm not driving.
Exactly. We'll stop when I want.
Yeah, of course.
We'll go at the speed I want.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you not.
I might have a nap. You can't stop me.
I can stop you having a nap.
You can't stop me having a nap.
I can stop you killing both of us.
If the driver is tired at the side of the road and I want a nap, I can have a nap.
You're going to pull up on the hard shoulder and have a nap.
Yes,
it's incredibly dangerous.
Yeah.
Have a nap in a service station.
Fine.
That's better.
Okay.
There we are.
If I want to go to Pizza Express... There's one in the Oxfordshire services. It's out of the route. If I want to go there, then we will go there.
Yeah, well, of course, you're driving.
Yeah, I'm driving. What?
Who tells you not to stop when you want to?
Nobody.
But exactly.
In my head.
Why are you so angry about this before it's even happened?
Well, what are we going to talk about as well for that long?
I've got headphones. It'll be fine. We've got a radio.
No, my radio doesn't work.
Well, I've got headphones.
So what, you're going to listen to headphones? Then what am I going to do?
Well, what do you normally do?
Listen to podcasts.
How?
Through my phone, but really loud. So sometimes I have to I tuck it into my collar and then I put it like by my ear like
this. Have you got a Bluetooth speaker? And then I drive with it.
Yes, but I don't have to turn it on, Sunil.
All right, cool.
So we're just going to have to sit in silence for the whole
journey.
We'll
figure it out. It'll be fine. We'll get a Bluetooth speaker.
Where from?
We'll bring one with you and I'll figure it out.
Where should I get it from?
Have you got it?
No, the car has one, but I don't know how to turn it on. I've had the car for three or four years.
Well, now I'll bring an external one and we'll blue tack it onto the dashboard.
Thank you. And my car insurance has gone up because that woman found me.
But was it your fault? What episode was this one in? The one where you...
This was in June when the woman drove into me and then she got cross and then she wouldn't give me her name. So then I said, fine, I won't give you my name. And then she said I had to give her a name. And then I said my name was Harriet Mayer because I panicked and I tried to make up a name. But instead I just said my husband's surname.
Very well done.
And then she found me.
So it was your fault then?
I don't think it was my fault. But then I think that maybe my defence doesn't stand up.
But then
whose fault did she drive down a mud path.
Yeah, okay, but none of this is relevant right now. Who did they say was at fault?
They said, oh, we get it. We don't think you're at fault. We don't think you're at fault. Oh, by the way, your insurance has gone up by 50 quid a month.
Oh, but insurance goes up 50 quid a month?
My insurance is £138 a month for a Nissan Micra.
That's insane.
Why is it so high? Because people keep driving into me. It's like the truck that reversed into me. And now this woman who is so mean drove into me. And she was yelling at me. And she found me. So annoyed.
Yeah. Well, and like your driving insurance is supposed to be cheaper than men's as well.
Yeah. Why is mine more than men's?
Mine is 800 quid a year. 850. But I've got a tracker box in mine.
I don't want a tracker. I don't want to know where I am. I don't want to.
But mine's good because it tracks me, and if anything happens, it'll send police out.
Just call the police.
No, but I might be out cold.
Really? From what?
From like a crash in the middle of nowhere. And they'd be like, this car stopped moving very fast. It was going very fast. Now it's suddenly stopped, and we can detect collisions. So
but who's watching this tracker?
A couple of lads in an office somewhere, apparently.
A couple of lads in an office just watching a tracker all day.
Yeah.
They're not watching it. They're watching porn. They're not. They're watching porn. They're not. If that was my job, I wouldn't be watching it.
Well, thank God it's not your job. okay.
How's your leg?
It's actually a lot better, thank you. It's not as swollen anymore, and the skin's healing quite nicely on the shin area.
Thank God. What a long journey we've had with this
leg. Do you know, I think it's been nearly 4 months.
Yeah.
Since the day it exploded.
Yeah.
God, that'll teach me, won't it?
How did it start again?
I didn't clean a cut.
Always clean a cut. Elliot's got a cut. He fell on his hand.
You don't need to clean that. It's fine.
No, you should clean. Think of what happened to the leg.
No, because you wash your hand anyway, regularly.
Maybe you do.
Okay.
Elliot's been having a bad time. He keeps falling on his face.
You fell?
No, I keep falling on my bottom.
On his butt.
But this time, I put my hand on my bottom before I fell.
Fanned on your bottom.
Really?
Yeah, because I knew it was coming.
Oh, so right. Yeah, yeah.
Very quick moving there.
I saw a video on a Twitter account. Saw a video of a man jumping off the top of a pool house, but he was supposed to jump into the pool. He missed it, and he fell head first into the stone side of the... And then he slapped his head first, banged down, his body went down, and his head bounced a couple of times on it. It was one of the most horrific things I've ever seen.
Did he die?
Apparently not. There was a photo of him in hospital, and he had like a huge scar down his face where his head had split open. Imagine seeing that. Make you cry, wouldn't it? Hello?
Why would you watch that?
It's about falls, isn't it? Big falls.
I don't want to know that.
That's really bleak.
I'll show it to you as part
of the end of today's podcast. No, I don't want to watch it. No, no one wants to watch your horrible... I've got... Do you want to see a video of a load of lions walking down a road?
No.
It's a motorway, and there's 20 lions walking down the motorway, and everyone's like...
Where's the motorway?
What? I don't know. Like, it can't be near here.
it simply cannot be.
Literally, 20 lions, and they're all walking in a road, and they're all like... And their faces are so big. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's the mane, isn't it, that makes it bigger?
No, the mouth.
Oh, the mouth?
No, I don't know. Well, I wonder how I find it.
I saw a lot
lions
of...
Lions walking down a road.
Here's a nice segue. I saw some lovely stuffed animals at the Horniman Museum. What? What are you laughing
at? It just sounds like it's called the Horny Man Museum.
Well, it is. It can be pronounced that way if you're an idiot. Yeah, you can call it the Horny Man Museum, as you two both have before we started recording this podcast. It's the Horniman Museum.
Why would they call it that, though? They could have called it anything.
Because it's the surname of the guy that collected all these animals.
That's not his real surname.
Mr. Horniman. Anyway, it's got an aquarium. It's got a Lego exhibition.
Where is it? Where is it?
Forest Hill.
That's quite near me.
Yes, I know.
It's got an aquarium and a Lego exhibition.
Oh, hang on. Sorry, Bobby's calling.
And huge gardens.
Hang on.
All right, go on.
Hello? We're doing the podcast, Bobby. You did know that. I told you. I don't know. I forgot. Okay, bye-bye. Okay, don't call. Bye.
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 He said I should have put my phone on silent, but I forgot.
Yeah, we noticed your email.
This is a really... We don't have anything to say to ourselves.
To ourselves?
to each other.
We're having a little chat.
We're just having a chat today.
I don't understand what the Horniman Museum is.
Well, it's a music... This guy, this Victorian collector, he collects loads of animals around the world. Brought them back and stuffed them so to build a museum for the local population.
What a bastard. What a horror. He just goes around. I do not want to support the Horny Man's
but
Museum.
But this was back in the day when people were like, this is the legitimate thing to do.
Well, I'm sorry.
It's got a dodo?
Well, that's probably why they're dead.
No, that's because the sailors ate them. But do you know what? If I saw a load of dodos, I'd probably try and eat one because they look meaty. They're big and meaty and stupid.
You're part of the problem. You look big and meaty and stupid.
I do actually, don't I?
Nobody eats you. No, you can walk around safely without worrying someone's going to eat you.
No, I can't.
Yeah,
if it was the savannah, I would be worried about being eaten by a lion or something.
Yeah, you should be.
Well, I'm not, am I? I haven't got any natural predators anymore.
Yeah.
Apart from leg infections. That's my only natural predator. Isn't it amazing? That took me down.
That took you down 4 months.
Imagine if that was the end of the Patel family line, taken down
by
a leg infection.
So you don't recommend the Horny Man Museum?
I do. I think it's great.
I don't. I don't recommend it.
Well, you've never been there.
I don't like the sound of it.
Elliot,
the gift
you should
shop
go
like?
There. It's really nice. The gift shop is really nice. Got a selection of like shit gifts and a selection of high-end gifts.
Yeah, it does sound nice.
Did they have any food?
Yeah, they've got a lovely cafe.
I had a
great apricot tartan.
Very nice.
Yeah, and a cup of coffee.
Okay.
And I saw some nice fishes. And I saw a big Lego exhibition.
Are the fish dead as well?
No, there's a fish. It's an aquarium.
Oh, I thought they would all just be stuffed, though. Just
no, 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 no. Like, so in the basement, there's an aquarium. But otherwise, it's like... There's also, like, artifacts from around the world. Like, this guy just went travelling around the world, collected all this stuff.
Including the Lego.
That was a special exhibition.
especially if he's, I could start this exhibition myself.
Yeah, you could, but I've, you're not going to, are you?
Around the world.
You're not going to, are you?
There's my calendar of sloths from Costa Rica.
Well, what a lovely
what else
museum.
Can I show everyone?
How much do you reckon you can charge for that museum? It's free to get in, the Horniman Museum.
It's not free to leave. I've got my card reader. I'll charge people as they leave. What else do I have I could show?
Don't start. This is not a museum.
I could show.
This is a museum if you died and were famous. And they kept it preserved for some unknown reason. They'd be like, this is where Harriet fell over.
My Dyson Hoover.
Yeah, they'd be like,
they've moved the offices to Europe.
What?
I don't know where, but they've moved the offices. So
Singapore.
That's technically.
They've moved to Singapore.
So that's technically from
an
Singapore.
An overseas item.
So I'll say that's my Dyson.
I'd say the majority of stuff in this house is made overseas.
Would you?
Yeah. What are you looking at? The PlayStation.
The PlayStation. Where's that made?
Overseas.
Japan.
Japan. I'd say this is from Japan. Anyone? What? I'd say then that's £13.50.
Yeah, but they're not like, you know, local cultural artifacts, are they? Which is what Mr. Horniman brought over.
I've got a sloth postcard over there and a sloth calendar.
You got a stuffed sloth?
No way.
Exactly. I'm not coming
has
to your museum.
Has he got a stuffed sloth?
Probably. There's a lot of stuffed owls. They're terrifying.
I hate Mr. Horniman. I hate him. I'm going to start
a
horny
room.
Lady museum,
it's got,
and it's going to be
it's got
so
a whole
much
room
better.
Full of old musical equipment from like around the world, which is fascinating.
Like what?
Like the kind of musical equipment, that musical instruments they have around the world, like that they've made in indigenous tribes and stuff.
Well, at least then no animals had to die.
Well, a lot of them
probably
are like
made,
animal
they
skins.
Probably, yeah,
that.
They probably
yeah,
just
yeah.
blow into a dead orangutan yeah. or something.
Yeah.
Well.
So it was nice. I did an Instagram story of an anteater.
Your Instagram stories are...
Please follow me at DJ Sunil Patel.
Are so bleak.
They're not bleak. What are you doing?
There's
which
one
was bleak?
Every few days... And it's very boring. And I always click on it because I think, maybe this time. No.
They're always really good. What are you talking
bleak.
About? They're great.
Today it was a picture of a mug.
Yeah, with my face on it.
Yeah. I've seen that mug loads of times.
Yeah, but other people haven't. It's not all for you, is it? Your Instagram stories are bleak.
No, they're not, actually.
They're like, oh, really, here's my tour show. It's like, yeah, I know.
I need people to come. And I get really nervous about doing Instagram stories.
Well, why don't you provide good content?
Why don't you provide good content?
I do provide good content. I show
don't.
People my mug.
No one wants to see your stupid mug.
I think you find 108 people.
If they want to see a picture of your face, they can just look at your profile picture.
No, because it's a picture of my face without a beard on it and holding a gun.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why are you holding a gun?
I was in the countryside with a gun.
You have about 3 photos that you use in rotation. I've seen all these photos so many times. One is you on a quad bike. One is you holding a gun. And one is you on a deserted beach.
What?
They are your top
when
3 photos.
When was the one on me on the beach?
The one on Chesil Beach.
I've used that once.
These are your top photos. You bring them out every couple of years.
That's a recent photo. No, that's last.
Them out every couple
that's
of years,
a couple of months
and
ago.
And you show everybody.
Show everybody. Look at my photo for the next 3 years.
But I remember. I've seen them loads of times.
Well, you've got to carefully curate your public image, Harriet.
Well, you should curate harder.
Yeah, I probably should. Should I do an Instagram story?
No, no one cares.
But no, you have to stop saying that because that'll stop you doing them because you'll think no one cares
about
yours either.
I get really embarrassed doing them. I think everyone thinks I'm an idiot.
But that's how you sell yourself as an idiot anyway, though.
Yeah, that is true. That's the problem. I'm trying to hide that I'm an idiot.
But I thought you owned it.
Sometimes I own it.
There was a... do you know the American comedian Gary Gulman?
Yeah.
He's very good. Anyway, he tweets out every day tips for comedians.
Yes, I saw these.
The one I read today, I think, was... I don't know when it was from, but he said, write down your most embarrassing incidents and then go and talk about them on stage.
Do that all the time.
And you do that all the
That's
time.
That's literally what I do every night.
You literally, that is how you do it. I'm like, yeah, but I already know someone who's absolutely nailed that. And honestly, it's not doing that much. It doesn't seem like it's stretching her in any way. Yeah, she
no.
is just talking about...
No.
No, but I think it's probably a good thing that you do that.
Yeah, thank you. You know, I don't think you're living up to your reputation. You arrived here and everyone said you've been really nice this week.
I am being nice. You just immediately were nasty to me, so I'm defensive.
How was I nasty?
with that attitude.
What attitude?
This one here.
I don't know what
voice,
you're talking about. That's how we
that
talk.
That sharp tone. you're in a bad mood because you've come back from holiday and you've got nothing to do.
I know, I'm annoyed.
What have you got to do?
I've got lots to do, actually.
What have you got
I'm
to look forward
busy.
To, apart from our long drive, which is going to be a nightmare if you're in this mood?
I'm not looking forward to it at all.
I'm not now. I thought
and
it was going to be fun
when
until...
when there's like still like 70 miles left, I get really disheartened.
I know, especially the drive to Manchester is pretty nightmarish.
I know.
Elliot, do you want to come to Manchester?
We could record the podcast as we drive.
During the drive.
Yeah, you could just spend 10 hours in the back of a Nissan Micra if you wanted. Or in the front. You can sit in the front.
I'll be on a bike to the side.
Oh, yeah, we can drag
open the door.
Oh, yeah,
and
like Wallace and Gromit.
Yeah.
I can't guarantee your safety, though. Because if there is a lorry, you will be gone.
You're not allowed on the motorway on a bicycle.
Really?
You know?
Because you can't go at the right speed.
Mm. On a bicycle?
Yeah.
Like a bicycle like this?
Yes, a bicycle, yeah. Oh. You can go on a motorbike, but not a bicycle.
Well, that's, yeah. But it makes sense, really. I wouldn't want to go on a motorway with you on a bicycle.
No.
Why is everyone saying you're being so nice, though?
It's only been 3 days.
But what are you doing that's so nice?
I don't know.
You're just being a bit smug.
Am I being smug?
Mm.
I thought I was being nice.
You've grown out your hair and you've got a bit smug.
That's what it is.
What, the hair?
No. Oh, yeah. I've been fasting, which is fun.
How long have you been
fasting
for?
But that should make me grumpier.
Yeah. What's your routine?
I don't know. I just go for as long as I can. I went for 28 hours last week.
Oh, so you didn't eat for a whole day.
Yeah, it was actually really easy.
Sometimes I fart, and that means I don't have a snack between breakfast and 11s.
Well, it's a struggle. It is a struggle.
Yes. Yeah.
But it's been interesting because I'm not allowed my little treat in the morning, which is a nice milky coffee. Not allowed that anymore.
You can have bullet coffee. That's
no, you
what
can't
you put
really,
loads
that's
of
got,
butter in it.
Yeah, that's not that
and
nice,
MSG.
Is it?
Yeah.
MSG. Salt.
Wait, what do you put in it? You do, that's what you put in it. Or
what'd
KSI.
You put in? What's the key? Key
something.
Key stage.
You put something in it. You put something in it.
KSI.
MSG.
Monosodium.
Yeah.
Monosodium.
Yeah. You put that in the butter.
Salt and butter.
Yeah.
I think you
butter.
Definitely put the butter. The yak's butter.
Yeah.
But no, it's.
So what did you do for 28 hours? All I could do is lie still.
I got a bit like sort of like I felt a bit like weird for about an hour, a bit hazy, and then suddenly, bang! Just loads of energy.
Wow.
What was the first thing you ate after the 28 hours?
Pret. Pret chicken
why,
and Caesar.
Why are you doing this?
I just thought I'd lose a bit of weight, and also it's just like I don't have to worry about what I'm going to eat next. And I've done it randomly in the past.
I wouldn't know what to do with my day if I couldn't eat.
You do suddenly gain like 2 or 3 hours of like what you'd normally be eating or thinking about eating or cooking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This actually leads on to what I was going to talk about, because I haven't actually cried this
I didn't think you had.
Couple of weeks.
This is probably what you're upset about.
I did get tearful. Because I survived a whole week of skiing.
Yeah.
Nothing got damaged. Bobby survived.
Yeah.
Didn't die.
Yeah.
Everybody was fine.
Yeah.
Really nice. All good. Plane landed.
Yeah.
Bit of turbulence on the plane.
Yeah.
A little bit scary. Landed. All good. Went to walk off the plane. Passed out.
What, just collapsed?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I think it was from coming down, because you know my nasal passages can be a bit weird.
I didn't know that.
I think it was. You know I can't go underwater.
No.
How
is that why
you
hate aquarium? What? You can't go
on. The last time I went underwater, I was dizzy for 3 months. You know when I got the vertigo?
Was that because you went underwater?
Yes.
Wait. You can't go swimming then?
Yeah, no, I can, but I just can't go underwater. I can't get my head underwater.
You could just doggy paddle.
Just doggy paddle. So
so you can't get water into your like ear holes and nasal passage?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think anyone can. Doesn't that make them... Oh, no, you can, but...
Yeah.
It can cause an infection.
Yeah, so...
So you think the pressure from like the cabin...
The pressure from that. So from coming down the mountain, the pressure in the cabin, and we weren't next to a window, and so it was like moving a bit. And then I passed out, and then it was so embarrassing because they were like, you have to go in a wheelchair. And I was like, I don't need to go in a wheelchair. I feel a bit busy, but you need to go in a wheelchair. And then my family found a wheelchair. And then Bobby pushed me through a wheelchair through the airport. And he was, as you can imagine with Bobby, it was not the most patient wheelchair pusher, and every now and again it would just stop and start very violently. But then I was like, look, I can get out of the wheelchair, I don't need to be in the wheelchair. And he realized that he could get us through passport control
yeah,
very
absolutely.
quickly. So he was like, stay in the wheelchair, you need the wheelchair,
big time.
And everyone was being so nice, they're like, what's happened, come through, come through. And then we got to the bit where the actual people were, like this passport control people.
Yeah.
And then we came up to them, and the woman behind the booth went, you're disgusting, don't even think of coming up here, you're disgusting, to Bobby.
Why?
And because he was doing so much, he was carrying so many bags and pushing a wheelchair, he'd put his arrivals card, which he needs because he's Canadian, into his mouth for a minute, like to hold it, and she lost her fucking mind and was like, you're disgusting, you're horrible, don't you even come and see me, and was screaming at him.
What, because he'd have saliva on his arrivals card?
He had a bit of saliva on his arrivals card. Wow. She was so mad.
It's never a pleasant experience at a British airport, is it?
No, but this was the woman behind the desk at passport control.
Wow.
And Bobby handled it very well. He didn't get angry.
Which,
I think he was just confused.
Which airport?
Gatwick.
The worst one.
Oh.
Thank you.
The
very worst one.
Why is it the worst one?
Terrible business, Gatwick, isn't it?
Really? I like it. I think it sounds... I just like the word, I think, Gatwick.
Actually, they're all pretty bad.
It was very busy on the way in. My dad sent a message saying, each man for themselves.
Was it half term?
We were just trying to get food. Yeah.
Yeah. I think, I don't know what my favourite airport is. Schiphol or Texel.
Sorry.
What?
What has happened?
What are you talking about?
Do you have a favourite airport?
Yeah.
You have a favourite airport?
Do you not have a favourite airport?
And also they're like nonsense ones that don't exist. What's Schiphol?
Schiphol is Amsterdam. Amsterdam. Schiphol, Amsterdam. Berlin has, I think it's Texel, which is the small, really bad one. But what's perfect about it is that the width of the whole airport, from the front door to the gate of the aeroplane, is about 20 metres. It's great. Hello?
I'm sorry. I switched off there.
What do you mean? Well, it's just really quick to get in and then get on the plane. It's really quick. You'd have to go through all this nonsense.
No, but I want the nonsense. I want
Why?
Restaurants. I want shops. I do not want to
Airports
exact...
Airports are fun. Airports
yeah.
are fun.
Airports are
My
not fun.
My worst one is Beijing Airport.
You been to Beijing?
No.
Right.
The airport going through.
Oh, you went through it. No.
Yeah. Right. But then I had to... Because me and Bobby, a few years ago, we went on this holiday, but we got really cheap flights with China
yeah.
Air or something. And then we had to spend like 12 hours at the airport. Freezing cold.
Yeah.
Or the... Food tasted not nice, and the only thing I could eat was chips.
Yeah, it is China, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
They don't take kindly to vegetarians or people
no,
with your
No, did not take
issues.
Kindly. No.
Yeah.
So I only
so
have
airports
top
aren't
worst
always fun.
Airports, yeah.
What's the, well, I mean, I don't like airports, so...
You just said you have favourite airports.
Yeah, that's why I like those two, because they're really quick to get in and out of.
Jesus Christ.
What?
Well, I mean, it's just what a reason to like something, you know, just because it's
well,
over because... quickly.
Well, because it's an airport. It's not a fun place to be.
Yeah, but I like
the only reason you have to be there 2 hours early is so they can sell you a bit of stuff before you get in.
Yeah, but if you, what else are you going to do? So you just stand there.
Well, don't
facing a
don't
wall
make people get there two
hours
early. Just get make
yeah, but
them
you
get
have the, to get there. So then, what do you?
Yeah,
do? You
they
walk
do
through
that
quickly,
time
but then
because
what are you do
they
for
do
time
that. And... They make you get there early so you can spend money in the departure lounge.
Yes, but for the ones that are quick, what are you going to do while you're there? Stand
I get there later.
Oh,
yeah, there you go.
But then you're very confident. Very cocky that nothing's going to go wrong on the journey.
What?
Very arrogant about your getting to the airport.
Oh, forget it. Forget it. I shouldn't have said anything about airports.
Do you want to hear a sad story?
No.
Tough.
No, I want to finish
Tough.
The podcast now.
Tough. You're going to hear it.
Well, you're not going to beat last episode, are you? An absolutely astonishing display last episode.
Did you write your own?
Was I supposed to?
Yep. Verbal agreement you have on the last one saying that you were going to come up with your own ones.
No. Yeah, exactly. Well, I've prepared something so you can do it for next time.
Okay. Well, I'll remember this time.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Excuse me.
Khloe Kardashian posts. Posts four sad Insta stories amid Tristan Thompson and Jordan Woods cheating drama. Khloe Kardashian has taken to Instagram stories to post a number of cryptic quotes and a sad cartoon of a woman crying.
Good use of Instagram stories, I guess.
Do you know what's been happening?
No.
You don't know.
I've read
you
someone
know.
Try and explain it, but they explain it in the way that was like self-aware about how stupid it was.
Well, I will not be self-aware. I think that's something we can all understand.
Go on, so, explain the whole situation.
Khloe Kardashian, bless her heart, she is like, she's the one that gets all the shit. And she's the only one with a sense of humor out of all of them.
I've got a question.
Yes?
When did Khloe Kardashian become someone important in your life?
I guess I was around the age of...
Because she was always a joke, wasn't she? She was always like, women would look at her and go, what an idiot, she's trying to sell this stupid lifestyle to our children. And now she's just like, yeah,
she's
great.
You mean Kim Kardashian?
Well, the Kardashian family. Who's Khloe Kardashian? Her sister?
Khloe Kardashian is the youngest Kardashian sister, not of the Jenners, of the Kardashians.
Yeah.
And she was kind of the ugly duckling of the group.
Right.
But then she has spent a lot of money
on
not being an
surgery.
Ugly duckling. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
But then she just has a really unfortunate love life. And this man, Tristan Thompson, is so mean. And he cheated on her last year while she was pregnant.
Right.
And then she gave birth, like, literally days afterwards. And then now, Tristan Thompson has cheated on her with her sister Kylie Jenner's friend, Jordan Woods.
Yeah,
do you understand?
Yeah, I see how that could be tense.
Jordan is, of course, Kylie Jenner's best friend, which is why this is extra sad for Khloe. First, she posted a quote that read, "The worst pain is getting hurt by a person you explained your pain to."
Right.
Do you think that's the worst pain?
I don't know what.
If you told me what your pain was, and then I hurt you, would that be the worst pain?
I would say it's probably an infected tooth socket. That's the worst pain.
Okay, well, you should put that on your Instagram stories. So does she mean she told Jordan how painful it was when Tristan cheated her in the first place? And then they've written again, the worst pain is getting hurt by a person you explained your pain to. And they just wrote that again. She then posted a quote about betrayal. Somebody needs to hear this, ... that betrayal was your blessing, ! Do you know what that means?
Betrayal is your blessing?
Yeah. What? So she's been betrayed, but there's a reason for it, that Tristan is mean.
Oh, she's just realised, has she?
Followed by this cryptic message about honesty. If they ask you about me, tell them. She was the only person that loved me with honesty, and I broke her.
Who said that?
Probably Jesus.
Well, who said that? Jesus.
If they ask you about me, tell them. She was the only person that loved me with honesty, and I broke her.
Well, what's the context of that?
I don't know. Maybe it's from the Bible. I thought it was from the Bible.
It doesn't sound like it's from the Bible.
Should I Google it? Oh, no. Google it. It sounds like a riddle.
Well, if they ask you about
me, tell them she was the only person that loved me with honesty and I broke her.
Who wrote that?
It's like, okay.
In the Instagram
that
story.
Oh, yeah.
The grandmother of the person you're talking, do you know what I mean? Like
that
those riddles.
My father's
yeah,
son.
But so not, it's my brother.
Sorry, where's that written on there?
In her Instagram stories.
Oh, she did it in Instagram.
It just says this. So who are they talking about?
I don't care. But keep going.
Can't wait till the bit when the dog dies.
Khloe finished by posting this poignant cartoon of a woman crying.
Okay.
That's poignant.
That's a bit of pop art, isn't it?
Yeah. Woman crying.
What's the name of that artist?
Is it Warhol?
No. Lichtenstein.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of it.
Is that the end of the story?
Is she broken up with him then?
Do you reckon? Is she?
Yeah, she has. It's over. It's over. It's over for Jordan Woods. It's over for Tristan. Okay. Why are you looking at your watch?
I'm not. I'm picking dog hairs off my...
Ew.
No, that's cat hairs, actually. These are your cat hairs.
No, it's not. Excuse me. How did that make you feel?
I mean, I don't feel sad about
that. What about the picture of the crying woman?
That'd be a beautiful picture.
It didn't make you feel anything.
It's just another... someone else's life, isn't it? That's theirs to deal with.
What would your greatest pain be? Tooth socket.
If I'd got an infected tooth socket, I've heard that's like the worst pain.
Yeah.
I really don't want those stones in your bladder stone. No, what are they called?
Gallstones.
No, gallstones you have to have an operation for.
Or
kidney stones.
Stones in your shoe.
Kidney stones.
That really hurts.
Yeah,
and sometimes
yeah.
they get stuck and you
and
can't get them.
And sometimes they're like, you just have to pee them out.
Yeah, I know. Still talking about the shoes and the stones in your shoes.
But. Oh, right. So yeah, I think that whole story is like,
it's a lot to think about.
I mean, she had a baby with him. Yeah. He sounds like an idiot.
Well, you don't know. Sometimes people lie. They give up a front and you don't know what's underneath.
Yeah.
And he's probably saying to her, no, nothing happened. Mm. Why lie? Why lie? Because he doesn't want to lose her, but then you don't deserve her.
How old is she?
34. Just a guess.
Must be quite hard to actually meet genuine, normal people in that sort
it
of
is hard.
World.
It is hard.
But then is that what you need if you're not like that? Then yeah, maybe that's you not do need, matching yeah. you.
And to be honest, it helps the brand if this sort of stuff happens.
So it helps the brand.
It helps the story, keeps them in the press.
Well, that's what everybody says. They say, oh, it's because a new season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians is coming out. Very cynical.
Yeah.
Very cynical, actually.
Makes sense. Or it's great that it's happened for the series.
You think it's great that this happened?
For the series, for their continuing to become...
To a mother.
Was she?
And a child. She's a mother and somebody's child. And yeah. somebody's sister. And somebody's friend.
Yeah, it's great for them.
Probably a few people's friend.
I'll say it again. It is good for her that this has happened.
It's not... Well, that's what she said. Sometimes betrayal is the best thing.
Yeah, okay. But I mean, in terms of like keeping them in the press and...
Do you think that's what she meant? I don't... Sometimes betrayal is a blessing. Tune in next month to keep you up with the Kardashians.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Though, but that kind of drama in their lives is useful for their story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're going to write your own sad stories for next time?
Okay, but they'll be really sad.
Because I made you cry last time. Like, it was quite momentous.
You made me and Elliot cry with laughter.
I made you both cry.
The insanity.
Which is the aim of this podcast, and it happened. So where do we go from here?
Can you make us cry with laughter again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you make me cry?
With laughter?
With tears.
You've cried with laughter in this podcast before. But okay. At your own idiocy.
Have you never made Harriet cry before?
Not from... Well, I've never made her cry out of, like, sadness.
Why are you so surprised? Ellie can't believe
just
it.
This whole, like, vibe really gives me... I really had the impression that...
I always made her cry.
That you used to make Harriet cry.
Oh, no, but she
or
always
like,
cry...
Or, like, that you've done stuff...
I've just seen her cry over the worst things.
And then...
You have, yeah, you've seen me cry quite a lot of times, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
But the reason
I've
is because...
I've this friendship.
No, because she would cry over the most innocuous things.
Snow doesn't have the power to make me cry.
Good.
Because he doesn't care.
That's good.
I don't what?
You don't care.
About what?
I like, very little.
Yeah.
But now she's gaslighting you.
Yeah. I don't understand who I am anymore.
You're welcome.
Is that a new piggy bank?
No, it's very old, actually. Okay. We just couldn't really use it because we lost the bit to keep some money in. But then I used a sock, so we just stuffed it with a sock.
Very secure.
Yes. So all our money is safe.
You can do an Instagram story of that.
Oh, God.
As a companion Instagram story to this podcast.
Just show the money bank. And then do that zoom in and the thing that you do. God.
What? What do you mean? Okay.
Please, will people come and see me at Soho Theatre?
Please do go and see Harry at Soho
Theatre.
Please
come see me
at
Soho Theatre. I'm there for 5 nights. That's
I've got
so
it in my
many
diary.
Nights.
I'm
are
going.
You coming?
Yeah.
That's so sweet.
What are the dates again?
26th to the 30th of March. That sounds like it's 4 nights, but actually you count the 26th and the 30th when you say it. And then the 27th, 28th, 29th in between. 5 nights, yeah. It sounds like 4. Do you know what I mean?
26th to the 30th.
Yeah, doesn't that sound like 4 nights?
I think it's generally accepted that that's
but 5. It's 5.
For...
Yeah, but doesn't it sound like 4?
It does, doesn't it?
Why does it? Because 30 minus 4 26
days.
Is 4. So
it's
you
four
think
days.
It's going to be 4, but you, it's
and,
5.
And if it was like a hotel,
yeah, that'd be
you'd
4
be leaving
nights.
After 4 nights. You'd be leaving.
Oh, then I'd be going. 30th, I'd be having breakfast and leaving.
Yeah.
Which is not happening. I'm also in Glasgow next week on Saturday on the 23rd. And then my husband is doing a show after me, Bobby Mayer. And then the next night I'm in Bristol.
For your tour?
For my tour.
Lovely. Of course, we're both in Manchester on the 18th.
Oh, yeah.
Were you...
I don't know. I think we'll have fun. Well, maybe
I'll be fine.
An audio book. I've just downloaded Michelle Obama Becoming.
Okay, yeah. I've got Alan Carr's Stop Smoking the Easy Way.
I don't want to listen to that.
You should, because it'll help you, because you still crave cigarettes. And this
Bobby told my mom and dad that I smoked.
You do, though.
No, but they didn't know.
Yeah, but you're an adult.
No, but I quit.
Come on.
I've quit. I quit in September, and I only smoked for a few months before that.
We can listen to 50 Cent
for years. Let's listen to 50 Cent. Great.
Okay.
The album or the audiobook?
The audiobook. Great. Album.
Okay. What have you got coming up?
I'm just going to, Manchester, I'll be in Loughborough on the 25th. I don't know what I'm doing there. I've forgotten. Oh, no, I do know, but I don't know where it is yet.
Okay. Social visit?
That's it for now. Elliot?
Do you need anything, Elliot?
What do I... I'm kind of set at the moment. We're getting a new bathroom in, so...
That's nice.
Willing to let me wash in their house for the next week.
Okay.
What, you're going to be without a bathroom for a week?
Yeah, I keep having to go to the gym.
So no toilet either?
There's a toilet and there's nothing else. So I have to...
this is quite bleak conditions you're living under. Are they giving you a discount?
Yeah, yeah. So
they are.
Bad. That's not bad.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Save that money. Or you could get a portaloo installed.
Well, with the money.
With the money, yeah.
You got a pub nearby?
Hallway, maybe.
I'd have it forever, though. Like, I think I want to own a portaloo.
They don't have a great smell.
Well, yeah,
and
they're chemical ones.
You then have to clean out the portaloo. Yeah. Or you call them, they're coming.
Suck the chemicals out.
Yeah. I'll just watch what I eat and make sure the portaloo is in a good condition at all times, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
You
could eat Huel.
You still have Huel to make it like an odourless poop?
I don't know, probably, because it's just very simple stuff, isn't it? It's oats. Well, something to think about.
And also, Sean and Elliot read the Bible. Cheers.
You don't need any more furniture this week?
No, there's just no space for it because of the builder guys.
Right.
No space.
So, thanks for all the furniture I've got so far. I'll put in a new request next ep. Lovely. The next 2 weeks off.
Yeah. Also, if you've got any social media tips for Harriet or either of us, Elliot and myself, we'd be happy to take them on board.
I just need my confidence boosted.
I think you should do Instagram stories and not worry about how they land.
People
just want to know what you're up to. They don't care if it's boring. And when you tell other people it's boring, you're basically just telling yourself that you're boring.
Okay, I know. I just think I'm boring. But
I mean, some people are boring.
Yeah.
And some people are going to find what you do boring, but you just have to keep doing what you
want to do. Yeah, so I'm going to do that. Yeah. Okay.
All right. See you next time.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.